This is research from clinical psychology doctoral student Sarah O'Donnell. That means she's surrounded by people constantly on their phones, faces to the screen. She works in a lab at the Jacobs School of Medicine, which does a lot of research into eating problems. She was interested in finding out if smartphones could reinforce behavior as food, drugs, and alcohol do. The researcher also looked into how much use phones get each day. O'Donnell says she wanted to see which reinforcing behaviors were stronger.
Reinforcing behaviors don't exist in a vacuum. We're often choosing between different behaviors, and it's nice to be able to compare cell phones to a reinforcer that we know is a very powerful reinforcer. So we know that everybody has food reinforcement to some degree, and that food reinforcement can motivate a lot of behavior.
O'Donnell worked with 76 UB students between 18 and 22, testing how they could function without food for 3 hours or phones for two. Then they could use a computer to order either food or use of their smartphone and see how much they could earn of either. She says there are possibilities of smartphone addiction. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.